The voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel. Hey, Jones, good morning.
Chris, good morning. Great to be with you. And, looking forward to being in Keenan tomorrow. And obviously, if people have been following the Heels week to week, like Chris and I have been, you know that the Heels have really been in a funk here lately and would love to shake out of it tomorrow. And especially, Chris, a couple reasons. I mean, obviously, just for the fact that you want to win the game.
Sure.
But also, Carolina heading into a very uneven stretch here, just as far as the consistency of them playing. You know, they have a bye week next week, then they're back-to-back games on the road, and then they have another open date after that. So, you know, they only play twice after this Georgia Tech game. They only play twice over the next month and are not back at home until mid-November. And so for them, you know, getting an opportunity at home against the conference team, trying to get off this little slide that they're on, trying to go into this stretch with some positive feelings. I do think all of that is important for Carolina because you've hit the crux of the season where there's still time, but that time is running out. And so for Carolina, really need to put together a more complete effort against a solid team in Georgia Tech, but a team that Carolina can compete with and can win this game. And that's going to be the case every game that Carolina plays the rest of the way, just like, honestly, it has been every game they've played. Is that Carolina is good enough to win the game, but the Tar Heels have to put together a more consistent effort than what we've seen these last few weeks.
And we've talked about it before, Jones, especially going into a bye week next week. Boy, you don't get it done tomorrow. That's a long couple of weeks before you get back out on the field, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Chris, you've covered teams before. There's nothing worse than just sitting on a loss for a long period of time and just thinking about it and dissecting it. And it does get frustrating. And so you'd love to get right back out there and play again once you have a bad result or a bad week. And so for Carolina, I think the real frustrating issue is, Chris, that they feel like that they've had opportunities, especially these last two games. I mean, the Duke game 2 weeks ago, Carolina led that game 20-7 going into fourth quarter. Last week against Pittsburgh, the game was tied going into the fourth quarter, and the Tar Heels proceeded to be outscored 24-0 combined in those two games in the fourth quarter, and they lost them both. And so they're there. It's now a matter of getting the job done, making those plays at the end. And yeah, I've thought about that word finish a bunch this week, and that's not just finish games, but finish drives with points, finish your tackle so that you're only giving up 5 yards instead of 25 yards, you know, whatever it might be. It feels like Carolina has gotten 80% of the way home a whole lot this year, but hadn't been able to get 100% of the way there. And so that final couple percentage points, I think, will be important.
Give us a couple keys to be successful against the Jackets tomorrow.
Yeah, one for Carolina is getting its running game going. Georgia Tech's really good against the run. They've improved dramatically on the defensive side. Tyler Santucci, who was the co-defensive coordinator at Duke last season, is the coordinator now at Tech, and he's done a really good job there. They are top 15 in the nation in stopping the run, and Carolina likes to run the ball. They've got a really good running back, and it's one of the things that they do best. And so the Heels, that'll be a fascinating little battle there. It's one of Carolina's strengths versus one of Georgia Tech's strengths. And then on the other side, two things that have not been strengths for Carolina will need to be better. And one is tackling in space, and two is pre-snap communication, because Tech does a ton of motion. They love to use that kind of jet sweep motion. They don't necessarily run the jet sweep every play, but they have that guy going in motion. They'll fake it to him. Sometimes they will give it to him. And their whole goal, Chris, is to get the ball to their playmakers quickly in space. And whether that's through that jet motion, whether it's through screens or swing passes or whatever it might be, they're trying to do two things. Get you out of place by all of their shifts in motion before the snap, and then force you to go make a tackle on one of their athletic guys on the edge because they quickly receive the ball right after the snap. And so for Carolina, those two things, making sure you know your assignment, and then two, going and tackling the player with the ball, which may have to be a quality open field one-on-one tackle, but you got to go do it. And so those would be some of the keys in my mind for this one for Carolina.
Not a must-win, but I'd like to win for the Tar Heels going into the bye week next week. Jones, have a great call tomorrow. Appreciate the time. We'll talk soon.
Chris, I think every game is a like to win for forward, for sure.
You know, hey, Jones, you know they talk about bad losses. I've never seen a bad win.
<That's right. laughs>
Appreciate it, my
have
friend.
A good one.
We'll talk soon.